This reading of On the Christian Life was translated by Henry Beveridge in 1845 for the Calvin Translation Society. This book is in the public domain and read by Leighton Garner of Panama City, Panama. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit us on the web at www.ccel.org. This devotional book, written for the purpose of teaching Christians how to live out their faith, is divided into 5 sections. First, Calvin tells us that every follower of Christ loves righteousness and is called to righteousness. The following chapter suggests ways to go about seeking righteousness. In answering Christ's call to live rightly, Calvin stresses the importance of constant patience and clinging to the grace given through Christ's death and resurrection. As Christians seek to order their lives around these principles, they must meditate upon God's plan for the future and how to make that future a reality. Finally, Calvin proposes a few ways how each person can bring God's grace to a fallen world and avoid abusing their roles as representatives of God to that world. This very brief text can serve as a short introduction to Calvin's thought for any who wish to broaden their general knowledge or set out on a path of more involved study. Kathleen O'Bannon. On the Christian Life, Introduction by John Calvin. This book treats of the life of the Christian. Its 5 chapters are arranged as to admit of it being classed under 2 principal heads. First, it must be held to be a universally acknowledged point that no man is a Christian who does not feel some sort of love for righteousness. Chapter 1. Second, in regard to the standard by which every man ought to regulate his life, although it seems to be considered in chapter 2, only yet the 3 following chapters also refer to it. For it shows that the Christian has 2 duties to perform. First, the observance being so arduous, he needs the greatest patience. Hence, chapter 3 treats professedly of the utility of the cross, and chapter 4 invites to meditation on the future life. Lastly, chapter 5 clearly shows, as in no small degree conducive to this end, how we are to use this life and its comforts without abusing them.